105 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at 885FM.org. It's the independent 885FM's Artist in Residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month.
Hi, we're Lucius.
And we're doing a DJ residency on the independent 88.5 FM. Every Saturday at 6 p.m. this month, we're playing songs we love and sharing stories of our favorite music by our favorite artists with you. This show will be focusing in on badass singers and the world of disco. We've got two incredible singers on the show with us today, Yola and Celise, two artists who have new records out, and we'll be playing a bunch of their music and talking about other artists who've informed our sound, style, and DNA.
All right, but we've only got an hour, so let's get things started with two epic songs. First, from Yola, Diamond Studded Shoes on the independent 88.5 FM.
Yeah.
be the night, the owl black night, comes in wild to play for free.
Hi, this is Lucius
on our Disco DJ Takeover right here on the Independent 88.5 FM. You just heard Celise's Freedom, and just before that, Yola with Diamond Studded Shoes. We have both of these incredible artists here on the show with us today. So without further ado,
ladies!
Yay!
We are so thrilled, stoked to have you here with us. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Our first radio set ever. Mm-hmm. DJ hosting radio set. We're huge fans of both of y'all. Both in music and essence. It's so inspired, and it really has a lot to do with, you know, all the things we want to talk about today and the people who've inspired all of us, I think. Celise, I think the last time we hung was at Joni's house. For all you at home, that's the Joni Mitchell. And Yola, I know you've spent many an hour in that living room as well.
Yes, indeed.
What was that like for you?
Oh, it was terrible. It was awful. I mean, you guys know, it felt fake. It literally, the whole time I was like, this isn't real. This isn't real that we knocked on the door and Paul McCartney opened the door. Sir Paul McCartney opened the door and said, the chili's in the back. I mean, that seemed like
the welcoming committee.
It was amazing and transformative and such a powerful thing to be accepted and praised by. It's to call her a hero is like, would be the greatest understatement. There's no greater a compliment that can come from an artist of that stature. We're not even talking about success, but literally just talk about essence, right? Mm-hmm. My God, her essence is big and bright and colorful, and her magic is palpable in her presence. So it was really, it was like legitimately like a life-changing moment for me, because after that I was like, no one can say anything to me. Like, literally try to say something to me. Because I will always hold that moment in my mind of, like, I've been affirmed by the top of the top of the top. So, mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was an incredible night.
It really was. And to be clear, she was just singing Celise's praises. And, I mean, I'll never forget the first time we went to Joni's.
Yeah.
It was Christmas pre-pandemic, and we walked in through the kitchen, and we hear this just incredible voice from the other room. We're like, no, that couldn't be. Mm-hmm. We keep walking through the house. It's sort of like compartmentalized rooms, and we get to the living room, and there is Chaka Khan sitting at the piano.
Yeah.
Well, standing at the piano, singing at last as if it was like she was just yawning.
And then singing every song she knew, and then singing on everyone else's song that they were playing.
Yes, Chaka. So
yes,
she sounded so good, and she was so funny.
And speaking of dance music and people who bring you to your feet and make you feel alive, Yola, you got to sing with her at the Newport Folk Fest.
Yes, I did.
Last year.
It was
Tell
utterly glorious.
That.
Oh, it's just like, you know, we speak on heroes, and but you know, like they're two like hero besties, which is really just everything that you want to hear about musicians when you're like, oh wow, so you know, Joni and Chaka are like BFFs. Great, I love this life, I love this world. To live in where this occurs, what an absolutely glorious thing. I was talking to Chaka, and we both happened upon the information that we're both fluent in German, and so then we start cracking the dirty, like, just like, which is just generally quite dirty and like being really super hilarious, and but we just then start talking about like how we got to like our Germanness, just in German, just like fluently, and everyone's like, okay. Like, I'm like, well, I'm more conversational than fluent, but I could definitely understand everything you're saying, so.
Sorry, Holly, I'm going to embarrass you, but Holly's been taking German lessons for the last several years.
She's no way!
Very much conversational.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah! Only Deutsch here!
I had ein bisschen Deutsch, aber bin ich sehr nervös. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Why German, guys? Can you tell me why?
I grew up and was born in Europe, mm-hmm. so that's, it's really close.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That, and then, but it was also French, which is also even sure. closer. Yes. Like, you could get in a couple hours sure. and get lunch. And so you do the things that are right next door.
Yeah.
I suppose that's why people speak more Spanish here. Yep.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's right next door.
Yeah.
Just convenience, really.
Yeah.
What, you? Two, you're there, done.
Yeah.
And also, like, Brits are partly Germanic mm-hmm. anyway. It heads the sure. angle in Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. And, you know, anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
It was really great.
So awesome.
And, like, she came into soundcheck, or, like, our rehearsal before soundcheck.
Yeah.
And Shaka was just like, well, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I'm just going to, like, take it easy. And, like, I'm Sam, sat next to Cam, and, like, Amethyst, and we're just looking at each other like,
yeah,
like eyes darting from one side to the other. Like this is a thing that's going to happen, and we're going to we can emotionally handle this, right? No, I don't think we can emotionally handle this, but we're going to have to emotionally handle this.
Yeah,
and I look over and like, who was it? I was looking at Joy, and Joy was just bolt upright, just yeah. like, this is fine.
Yeah.
I can see. I was just like, okay, so we're just going to have to hold each other and try and get through this moment. And we start going into, like, you know, the Ain't No Bodies and all this kind of business. And,
yeah.
like we are literally jumping out of our skin. And Shaka just comes to life and just goes, this is what time it is, and just throws a note directly at our faces. And I'm like, that was a real experience.
Sitting in the chair, remember?
She yes, was like, she was.
And singing these songs in the original key, people.
OG key.
Too much. We were like,
I'm just piercing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Just like ready. I'm like, how do you do this? And she goes like, you know what? You just don't give them everything.
Right.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Really? And if they want it, don't give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like emotional. That was profoundly emotional. I spent a lot of my time being relatively indifferent, and that really pulled me out of that state of being
wow.
into an extreme sense of like, that was a really deep, profoundly emotional moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legitimate hero over decades.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember being at the back of the stage and just really, like, sort of stumped. Just, like,
right?
watching. And wanting to watch and just absorb.
Right.
That essence.
Yeah, right, right.
I think it's fitting that we play no other than Chaka Khan's I'm Every Woman.
Yes.
Yes.
Right here on the Independent 88.5 FM.
In residence this month at the Independent 88.5 FM. We just listened to our new single, Next to Normal, which is totally inspired by many of the artists you're hearing on the show today. This is our disco DJ hour, and we've got the marvelous Yola and Celise here on the show with us. We are so excited to be here with you guys. Yola, your new album, Stand For Myself, is timeless with these huge, effortless vocals. And I hear some dance stuff in there, maybe some disco influences. This is our disco DJ set. And I think for us, during this time, you know, the record that we've been putting out is we delved really deep into the disco and felt like we needed to dance. Is that something, it felt like a response to the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you found?
I've been obsessed with time. That's been like a really big thing. Whenever I've been hunting for drummers, it's always been because of one person. James Gadson. For me, the master of time. And the things that I love about music are the things that he brings to music. This deeply pocketed style of drumming, this deeply feely style of drumming, and how those two kind of concepts as a drummer interact. Mm. And so, like, I remember we're looking for drummers for this record, and I was going across, like, some of my favourite songs. I was looking at, like, Cheryl and, just disco divas, and the ones I'd listen to the drums and I'd be like, that's pretty good, but that's the one. And I'd be like, okay, who drummed on that? And I'd look at the session and it was James Gadson. And then I go, okay, I'm gonna go to this. I remember going through, and then I was like, you know what, I should just go through his just discography, so I'm trying to look for someone that's different, because I don't want to fly like an octogenarian right across America in the middle of lockdown. And so I'd be like, okay, I'm like, let's just go to his discography and see what's popping, and then at least if I happen upon it, I'll know. But I was like, there are too many songs on here for me to actually really, like, internalize them and then avoid them. It was like, it blew my mind. And it was like, even like when you moved into like the Diana Ross kind of side of the situation, yeah, I'll be like, that's great. That I love the feel on that. And I'd look, I'd go, I bet it's. And I'd look and I'd be like, there he is. And so that became like a really big part of, like, I suppose, my adult understanding of disco. And but my mother was a disco DJ, and so
oh my god, wow.
She, not the DJing that you'd think, though.
Right.
She was a psychiatric nurse, and she was the hospital radio.
Wow.
And in a mental institution.
That's so cool.
And so her way of making her job easier was placating people with disco. Wow. And so she had this extensive record collection that moved through disco. And I think the thing that she did, which I'm sure is what I picked up in my kind of cross-genre approach, as much as it was where I was born and how radio was in the UK, mm-hmm. it was like she'd, like, all her record collection would go through disco, so you'd have the Barry Whites and, you know, and you'd move through that into the soul music that was, like, adjacent. Mm-hmm. You'd have, like, the Bee Gees, you'd have Donna Summer, you'd have, like, the Philly Soul and the Motown and everything that felt like it was connected to it in some way. And then things that aesthetically were close, but maybe not dancey. Mm-hmm. So the kind of the mini Rippertons, mm-hmm. and yeah, those like, yeah. and those things. And I became like obsessed with mini Ripperton as well. And that became like a really big, and then things like that I didn't realize were connected, but I was getting drawn to, like Rotary Connection, mm-hmm. you know? And mm-hmm. so that became like a world
yeah.
of like, this very highbrow black culture, mm-hmm. you know, that I was raised on. Like, this is your legacy.
Yeah.
This is the stuff, baby, that you get to grow up and own and feel the connection to, you know, the broad diaspora, to, like, you know, why are you so focused on rhythm? It might be because you're African. It might be because you're Ghanaian. Like, you know, yeah, like, that's probably something to do with my, you know, draw towards time. But that was a really big part of it. It was my mother's record collection was a really,
yeah.
like, profound influence. And then as I kind of came across other genres of music, I wanted to imbue them with that sense of time,
yeah.
you know? So everything on the record feels super groovy
yeah,
because yeah. Because time is, like, even when it's slow, it has to have something feely and sexy about mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
I don't want, like, any... We're talking about German, but I don't want any German marches right. in this situation. And I'm in Nashville at the moment, and, like... Nashville time can be kind of German, yeah. nah? And yeah. so, glaube ich, ein bisschen zu German, zu Deutsch, nah? Like, and I'm like, können Sie ein bisschen wenig Deutsch sein, nah? Sorry, so people that aren't German, could you be a bit less German? Why are you talking to me in German? Because you're drumming like a German, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, So yeah. yeah, like, this is like something that has been a passion mm-hmm. for me, and that I want to put into music. So when people think yes. what's a thing that's YOLO-y, it's like this grey area of soul and of disco and of rock and roll and mm-hmm. rootsy things, but it's the grey area between them, and it is going to be groovy wherever in that grey area I'm going to exist.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that you know is going to happen.
Yeah,
what a story.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Is there any song that, like, sticks out as the moment that you were like, this is the thing that reminds me of, that, like, reminds me of my upbringing, but also, like, that made you want to incorporate those sounds or that
Yeah.
feel? Yeah.
I am the black gold of the sun. That, I'd never heard a song like that in my life. Mm-hmm. I was like, Rotary Connection, FYI, but yeah. we're just talking about. And I was like, what is this? Mm. And they were like, well, we're going to have to use a lot of words to describe this. Yeah. Like, a lot of words, because it's a lot of things. And I actually discovered it via the New Eurekan Soul remix of it. And all the dance music DJs would play it at the end of the night. Mm. It would be like, you're like, yeah, kind of like, you know, version. Your fun version. And so I ended up kind of being quite into New Eurekan Soul. I loved that. They did a song with Jocelyn Brown as well called It's All Right, I Feel It. And, like, I just loved the energy, you know. But it was still so profoundly rooted. You could trace its kind of etymology all the way back, the most rooted essential things. And so I loved New Reconcile and Rotary Connection for that. And so play either version, whatever feels good.
I think you should play the New Recon version. Can you introduce it for us?
Yeah, sure. This is I Am the Black Gold of the Sun. It's a Rotary Connection song, but this is the New Reconcile version.
Ever considered supporting public radio? Now's the time at 88.5fm.org.
Support for 88.5FM is made possible by Subaru of Glendale. The Subaru Forester and Outback are ready for your New Year adventure. At the core of Subaru of Glendale's business is their focus on caring for customers, employees, and the community. In the service department, factory-trained technicians use specialized tools and genuine Subaru parts. On Brand Boulevard, just off the 5 and 134 freeways. More information available at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
To my own drum. 88.5 FM is supported in part by Live Nation, presenting the Chicks 2022 tour at the Greek Theater with special guest Jenny Lewis on July 25th and 26th. 88.5 FM has your chance to win tickets. Contributing members can find complete contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at 88.5fm.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The Chicks, The Greek, July 25th and 26th. Brenda's back in here because she don't like Mondays.
Underpaid teacher, police in the hallways. Programming on 88.5 FM is supported by Sagerstrom Center for the Arts, presenting The Band's Visit. 88.5 FM is giving away tickets to the opening night of The Band's Visit on March 22nd. See complete contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at 88.5fm.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at scfta.org. The Band's Visit, opening night, Sagerstrom Center for the Arts, March 22nd.
If you talk to us, not only will we listen, we might put you on the air. Try out the new Talk to Us feature on the 88.5 FM mobile app. Just search the App Store for 88.5 FM SoCal. You're listening to a DJ residency, an hour of hand-picked songs from a new artist every month, each Saturday night at 6. The independent 88.5 FM's artist in residence.
We dance it away.
All right, guys, you just heard Yola's Dancing Away in Tears. You want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, it's track two on my record that came out on the 30th of July last year, and really inspired by my love of Barry White and my late mother's love of Barry White. That was kind of the first artist that we bonded over.
Awesome.
And so she was obsessed. And she was just like, everything he sings, he opens his mouth and everything is just golden. Yeah. And I was just like, that's what I want people to say about me, that every time I open my mouth, everything that happens is golden. And I was just wanted to just emulate the kind of the sincerity with which he can deliver a vocal. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, like, I was with Natalie Hemby and we got to writing this and it just felt like everything that I wanted to do and like the missing link in the record and like I have a few North Stars, but this was like another one that I felt like I needed to speak on because it spoke of like where I started. I was literally gestated on disco. Because when she was DJing, my mother was DJing in the hospital, I was the bump.
Oh, wow.
So I was literally gestated on disco. Mm. So it was like I needed to reference that large part of my childhood.
Yeah. And did you know that it was the missing link before you wrote it? Or was it, it appeared and you said, oh my God, that puts it all together?
I knew I had to. Yeah. I knew that there was like something I wasn't speaking on. And that was like, I'd spoken on my love of country. I'd spoken on my love of rock and roll. Right. Playing Sister Rosetta Tharpe was like in the movie is a big thing. Representing dark-skinned women mm-hmm. as well is a really big mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, and I'd spoken on soul music and classic pop music. So I feel like I'd rounded everything, but there was something missing. Why are you so obsessed with James Gadson? Why is this so? It's like it's a big omission.
Right.
And so that really kind of just glued the rest of that story together. Without it, it doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a really essential song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. There are all these intersections, you know, in disco and all that.
That's how it was all created, I suppose.
Yeah, because when we were thinking about songs for all this stuff, and, you know, one song that we love is Les Fleurs, Minnie Riperton.
Yes!
And you're like, it's not really disco, but it's not that. It's you know, there's
because it's in this, like, jazz scene.
Yeah.
But it's not that.
Yeah, it's not that.
You know? It's like her friends are all in that scene, but some of her friends aren't that either.
Right.
So then that's like, okay, so you're not... So you look at for Rotary and they're like, oh, it's kind of like psychedelic jazz, rock, or not, or soul, psych soul. I'm like, you're like, people will describe it in loads of different ways. Oh, there's a gnarly guitar, so maybe it's rock.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it's kind of got a weird, like, time and concept. Maybe it's jazz. Oh, but it feels like there's definitely soul in there because of the way the vocals are. I'm like, yeah, it's all of those things.
Yeah.
All together. So you're just going to have to come up with a new way to describe it.
Yeah.
Well, this is... It made me think of, when you texted me, like, you know, to think about songs. Like, what actually is the definition of disco, right? Because... You know, the line between disco and funk is so thin,
like,
right?
Yes.
It's like, you know,
it's a membrane.
Like Rick James or something. It's
That's right.
Disco or funk. It's both, you know, there's...
But it's an interesting... I mean, I think a hi-hat... Because I was thinking about Elements, right? I'm like, a hi-hat that kind of like... That kind of sloshy... That kind of loose and then also tight thing feels like a... consistent sort of like sonic thing that exists, but it's a like what would your definition be of disco if you thought about it, had you thought about it?
Well, I mean the first word that comes to mind is dance.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But I mean, what does that mean? There's so many different types of dance.
Probably the best way to get there without being too limiting on the concept of it, though, because like there's definitely like a below the waist reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, like, sure, dance, sure. Yeah, but you ain't dancing like this.
That's true.
That's dancing like this.
That's very true.
There's got to be a bit sexy.
Yeah,
it's got to be just a skosh sexy. And I know funk can fall into that, but that's why they're related.
You're right. It is. It's the groove.
It has to be groovy.
Dance music.
Yeah, and it's not like.
Yeah.
It's got to be groovy.
Yeah.
Like,
for the people at home, there are some gyrating motions happening at this coffee table.
Yeah, there really are. Okay, well, it's going to be like this. They're like, what? I'm like, you know, that.
because groove-based dance music, I think, totally makes sense.
Right.
What is funk?
Also, a groove-based dance music.
A groove-based music. Right, sure.
But maybe is it with more a leaning pocket or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it might be more deeply pocketed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because there's more, has, that's like, very true. There's a lower tempo. Yeah, there's this floaty sort of like...
A slightly lower tempo, deeply pocketed version of disco.
Right.
Yeah. Or disco, a slightly less pocketed, higher tempo version of funk. Whichever way you want to look at it.
Yeah, when you think about... You guys know that.
But there's like this floaty vocal on the top of
that's
disco.
Right. Yeah,
that's
right.
Like, it's not about the belt necessarily, right? It's not that there can't be dynamics in the voice.
You've got... Because but Barry White, goodness gracious, deep with Tom Bregoin.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, actually, even in thinking about that, because that's so true with disco, it's like all of the rhythmic content is happening, really, in the band, right? And usually the vocal, it is something that is a lot more legato very often, right? Mm. On top of whatever's happening. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. And vocally, in funk, you better be stuck. To that freaking, if you're not like tracing the kick and the snare, go home.
Yeah, you know?
Because it's like, even if you think about, Bill Withers, Use Me. You can't help, that's a funk song, right?
Yeah.
But technically speaking, if you kind of mess around with the drums,
it could segue.
Like, you know what I mean? It really is that line is, I guess they are... Sisters or brothers.
There's like a hypnotic element to disco that there's not to funk, right?
Yeah.
Like,
that's really
there's
true.
There's something more stop and go about funk. Something
you're
more.
Right.
And
you're
we
right.
need to talk about disco bass lines.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The bass player has the funnest job in any disco band, right?
Yeah.
They're just like. Whoa. You know what time it is.
They're the shredder. Not the guitar player.
No. The bass player is a shredder in the disco. That's how you know it's like
and the
funk, not always.
Yeah.
Sometimes funk, the bass player sticking with the drummer, making sure that it all locks.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But disco is like, bye!
Yeah.
I'm going to have a party as a bass player. So all the most shreddy players will be like, I love disco. And it was actually my test of like, finding bass players. I was like, cool, what do you think about disco? My favorite thing, I'm obsessed. I'm like, cool! Correct answer!
Yeah, and back to this, like, mantric, right? Like,
yes, totally.
Long songs.
Yes.
Like, long. Flowing, but forever, but feels, because you get lost in
That's right.
Yeah. Hypnotic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Should we play another song?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to play I Feel Love.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says every word.
Here is Donna Summer's I Feel Love right here on the Independent 88.5 FM.